Dark in the city, night is a wild.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for a recap show. Yes, today we're getting together and talking about Monday night's episode of Gotham. Alongside of me from the VRO.com, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike.
You're sounding good. I'm glad you went out and spent a little cash to get a new microphone, buddy.
I'm glad I did, too.
So, people, if she fades in and out, she's getting used to it. She's kind of still messing with the little knobs and doohickeys and everything else. So just
I try not to mess with the doohickeys because you always yell at me.
I do.
I don't mess with the doohickeys.
I do yell.
Like, I like the thingamajiggers.
I know. Everybody that listens to our recap shows, I'm sure everybody's like, Mike, you sound like you're a drill sergeant. You're like on Amy and then you're on Jesus. And I'm like, yes, I am. Got to keep these kids in line. I'm the oldest one out of everybody, right? I think I am.
But I'm going to be old in like 9 days.
Nah, you're fine. You're still young. The problem is that you should be trying to figure out how you're going to get a boyfriend. That's the problem.
Do I have to?
I'm going to have to start calling you Barbara in a few. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, God, I loved her in this episode.
All right. So let's talk this episode, Amy. Normally, you and I like to talk about our favorite parts, but I broke it down into characters because it's just – this episode was just so nicely packaged. So I want to start off. Let's talk about the Joker.
Let's, please. Oh, my God. I don't want to fall in love, but I did.
I can't remember his name that plays the Joker. He is freaking outstanding in this.
He is. Yes, he is amazing.
I can't say him. Every scene he was in, I was like, okay, just keep going. Down to... let's talk about Joker and his patient crew, the maniacs, throwing off bodies off the freaking building. That was hilarious.
I loved it. And then the exclamation point.
Yes. I was like, what? He's just, oh, God, he's so good. The writers, too. Gotham writers, great job on that. Let's talk about Joker. And I called him the Hannibal maniac just for the fact that he liked to eat his people. Eat the chicks.
Oh, God, he was creepy.
But that whole Russian roulette scene there, dude, Joker, like, pulled the trigger, like, 3 times.
So, yeah, I honestly thought he was going to kill the guy. Like, I thought he was going to shoot him right there in the head.
Well, it's obvious that Theo is a big fan of him. Like, he's like, really putting him up on a pedestal. Like, you are going to be somebody. Do you think, as you and I don't watch, I mean, I'm sorry, we don't read the comics, so we don't know how much truth this is of Theo and, of course, Jerome, a.k.a. the Joker. But I'm wondering, do you think that in some time this season we will see a Theo go, I think I've created a monster kind of thing? Or do you think he's just like loving it and going to embrace it and it's going to be like he's going to be like the son that he never had?
Create a monster. I really hope the Joker kills him.
Why? Because of Theo. He's the one that's mastermind putting this everything together.
Yeah, but the Joker, he needs to kill him.
Yeah, well, he's not ready yet. The Joker's not ready to take over the reins yet. He's doing good, you know, but Theo is still in control. Plus, if we lose Theo, that's going to send my Tabitha away. I don't want anything to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Did everybody see that tweet last night from Mike?
Dude, 3 minutes in on my Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, I was like, 3 minutes in, I have a new TV crush. She goes by the name Jessica Lucas, a.k.a. Tabitha. Oh, my God. Yeah. When I was looking at it, I was like, let me just see what her pictures looks like. I was like, whoa, shnikes. I was like, let me follow her on Twitter, follow her on Instagram. Yes.
Like, seriously, Mike.
Yeah, but, seriously.
I mean, we really did. We all seen that one coming.
Yeah, dude, she's badass. And then she kicks ass, too. Which I when I was doing a picture little thing, a little research, she's supposed to be like the Tigress, which she's supposed to be like this badass character in the comics. Where she's like knows how to shoot a bow and a gun, martial arts. So she's a badass. So yeah. I'm wondering if Theo is just as badass or is he just the brains? But apparently these two are like billionaires. They got a gazillion dollars. It's like as rich as the Waynes. So I'm trying. I can't figure They're out.
They're probably second up there. They probably killed the Wayne.
You think?
They probably did.
I don't know. I haven't gone that far. Let's talk about the cheerleaders.
I thought he was going to eat them.
I wanted the Joker. I wanted him to catch on fire.
Wanted the Joker to catch on fire?
No, the cheerleaders. I wanted the plan to go through. I really did. Even though I was like, as soon as I saw them cheering, I'm like, oh, this is going to be so awesome if they catch him on fire. And I really thought it was going to ignite. And then that would have been like a holy crap.
I thought it was too, because I actually had the tweet ready. The bad guys won. Yeah. That was my tweet.
But that didn't happen. So, but it was great. I mean, the Joker was just outstanding. It's just the guy. I can't stop talking about him. And then when Gordon comes in and saves the day, and then, hello, my Tabitha with a sniper rifle. Shit. I'm telling you. I want to have her babies. I want to have her babies.
No, I'm not even going to get into that. Not even going to get into that.
Let's see what else.
That bus was dripping with gasoline.
Uh-oh.
Flame follows gas. Boom, bus. But no, magically, it stopped dripping as soon as he pulled away.
One, it's Gordon, okay? He's a badass. And so,
it's damn another gang-related.
No. And he was able to get out of there.
That's true. I'm happy he got out of there.
I know you're happy about it, but see, if you're a true fan, you believe that Gordon can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I know you're probably like, what? Whatever. The buzz would have blown up and so would have Gordon. Yeah.
You know I am. I hate when they make it unrealistic.
Oh, really? That's unrealistic? Okay. Right. Okay. What else? Big giant moment, which was holy crap. I saw it in the commercial. I knew something seriously was going to happen at the end. The Joker and the Maniacs, they show up at the GCPD. And pretty much kill everybody. A lot of people. I was very surprised to see the commissioner die.
I know. I knew she was going to die.
I liked her. I really, truly liked her.
I really liked her, too. But she got into power. And obviously, when you really want something, you die automatically on this show.
Oh, okay. I was going to say she deserved it because she abused
her
power.
No, she didn't deserve it.
I thought that's where you were going. I thought you were going to, like, she got this power. And that's
Jim's the one that got her the job.
Yeah. But you know what? I guess, it was sad to see her go because I really liked her as a character. But, it brought Bullock back.
Yeah.
Bullock wasn't coming back.
And see, that's what I was looking at. I was like, okay, what are they going to do to bring him back? Because obviously Scotty, his fiance, doesn't want him to join.
True.
And Jim's not going to push because, he's living a safe life now.
Yeah, well.
So I knew something big was going to happen for him to be like, yeah, I'm back.
Oh, he's back. And even Gordon's like, you don't have to. He's like, this ain't for you. This ain't for – no.
So what'd you think when he put his hands on his waist and moved his coat back and his badge was right there?
I was like, come on. He's – I agree with Commissioner Bullock. It's in his blood. He's a cop.
Yeah, definitely in his blood.
Same with Gordon. That's all they know. It's what they're great at. So it was good to see because, it was funny to see Gordon go over there and his chick, say, no, he's not coming back. I was like, that's funny. And then he's leaving. I'm like, whoa. Someone needs to put this girl in check. let Bullock back. Because you could tell Bullock wasn't happy.
Yeah.
He wanted to be back in the game.
He did. He's the one that actually solved this case.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm saying I'm glad he's back. Yeah. So so that was a big moment there. And, of course, during that whole scene, Ed – saves Miss Kringle, which I think that's going to make her heart go pitter patty now for him.
So which Ed do you like? Do you like the one that's got the confidence, or do you like our Ed still?
You know what? It's kind of weird. I think when I look at Ed, I like the glasses, and I'm weird like that. So that's the whole package for me when it's Ed. The Riddler, if he was wearing the glasses and still confident and cocky, I'd be like, okay, this is cool. But with the glasses off, I was like, now he's like a douchebag. And I'm like, nah. So.
Oh, my God. You and I are on the same page. Yeah. I like Ed.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ed. I'm going to go with Ed, Yeah. So, but yeah, that whole thing there, I'm glad that he saved her and, because he's been having issues. And I'm just waiting. And I know last week we talked about Gotham. You had mentioned that you think that he's going to cross over to the Riddler this season.
Yeah.
You think he's going to snap into the diabolical Riddler.
So. I do. But you know what? They could throw me a curveball and he could be the one to take down the Joker.
Anyways. Okay. Moving right along. I have here the best part, I think, was the cherry on top of my Sunday, my Gotham Sunday. Joker, a.k.a. Jerome, whatever you want to call him, Jerome Joker, when he does that news break and does that lash feel at the end of it. And Bullock and Gordon are watching it, and it was just awesome. I mean,
that was one of your favorite parts.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, anything
with him, I liked when she spit in his face, and he was like, "That was pleasantly nice. Do it again."
Yeah, no, I'm about to say anything with him in it. I mean,
he's a brilliant actor, and I've seen him in quite a few stuff, but nothing like this, and he makes me terrified of the Joker, but loving it at the same time.
New to me. And that's what sucks is because, you know, watching it, I'm a big fan of the Penguin, even though you know he's not good. And Gordon, you're rooting for the good guy and Bullock. But then, you know, now, you know, the Riddler and Ed, you know, I'm still feeling Ed. But then you got the Joker, and I like him a lot. And so,
you want him to win.
So you're like, it's okay. Just let him get away with a couple things.
Burn the cheerleaders.
If that would have happened, that would have been awesome. Because that would have been like, oh, Gotham is getting violent. But it didn't happen. And Gordon saved the day, which I'm glad he did. Let's talk about, I have next, Bruce and Alfred. They had some serious, my mouth.
They had some serious issues going on.
First,
can I ask, how is Alfred supposed to leave when Bruce has nobody to take care of him?
Bruce is a billionaire. He'd figure it out. Okay? He can get another maid. That's easy. You know?
Yeah, the whole billionaire part, that just, yeah.
So, I'm not going to lie. My mouth dropped when Alfred started breaking his computer with the hammer. I did not expect that happening. I thought, okay, he's going to help him. You know, I could tell he was kind of like, no, Master Bruce, you don't want to do that. And then when he just started bashing it and then Bruce losing it, I was like.
Bruce is basically his son. So he wants to protect him.
I get that. But he should also know that Master Bruce is growing up and he's been on this quest, this mission to find out about Bruce, about Wayne Enterprises and his father. And to do that, I'm on Bruce on that one. You know, yeah. I mean, I get the protection thing. I get it. But there was a different way of doing it, you know, because I don't blame Bruce for firing. I knew that was – and, you know, watching, you're like, nah, you know that's not going to happen. You know what happens. Bruce and Alfred are together forever. I was really shocked that he broke the computer. And then to fire Alfred, I was like, oh. But then, you know, Bruce
but
goes –
that was a great way to get – what's his name in?
Oh, yes, Lucius Fox. Yes. Which is good because I'm glad that he's back because it was cool knowing that, you know, that's Morgan Freeman, the Dark Knight. So it was good. And that whole scene, watching Lucius and Alfred at the bar, probably one of the best scenes also as well. Just where Alfred was making his point about trust and if anything happens to Master Bruce and all that stuff. I mean, that whole story.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. It was just great. It was just great between them two.
I mean, he didn't hint to it. He said, I'll kill you.
He didn't sugarcoat anything, you know, so it was good to see that it's obvious that these two are going to get together now and they're going to get closer. Because at first I was wondering, okay, does Alfred know that Lucius knew and they've been all in on it? But then it was, you know, then it took a different turn for me when Alfred's like, look, I need to know if I can trust you. And if not, if anything happens to Bruce, I'm going to kill you. Like, seriously kill you. So, and then it was good to see Lucius over there trying to fix the computer, which he can, which is great. And to share some of the father.
Yeah, and
moments.
He knew, but he didn't know.
Right. Oh yeah.
So I mean, that's kind of cool.
It was good. Good. So I'm glad that they're finally getting together, which is pretty awesome. We already talked about Bullock and his fiance, so I don't need to go through
real
that.
Real quick, with going back to the Batcave.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll see flashbacks of his dad and what his dad was doing?
I don't know. If we do see any kind of flashbacks, I'm expecting it's going to be something on the computer.
Real quick, yeah. I've seen some posters. I'm not sure if they're – I haven't went and done research because I don't want to be spoiled on this one.
Right.
But I am going to bring it up. I seen a Gotham Season 2 poster
mm-hmm.
with Jeffrey Dean Morgan on it, you know, aka the Winchester daddy,
mm-hmm.
you know, Sam and Dean's dad. And then there was a post, the same poster, but it was the bat suit, and it was his, like, his mouth and nose and eyes.
So you're saying that actor is going to be in Gotham?
I don't know.
Because he's awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
He is awesome. He is. I call him the John Wayne of our generation right now. He's just a cool dude. In everything he does, in all his movies and television. So that would be great to see him.
And that would be cool to see if, you know, but I was like, well, didn't we already see Bruce's dad, what his dad looked like?
I think in the first episode when Bruce goes down. I mean, his dad goes down with his mom. So I don't know, you know, I mean, things happen. You know, and
maybe I should do some research on it, but I don't want to.
I wouldn't do it. I don't do anything for this show except when I was looking for pictures for Jessica Lucas, aka Tabitha, my future.
You know what? I got something for you. Got something for your office. I believe I still have it.
Okay. Well, we can talk later about that because right now we're still on the show. Okay, you're sidetracking now because you're getting all.
No,
excited.
It's got something to do with the show.
I know. But some people are going to be like, oh, what about me, Amy?
Well,
See?
Twitter me and we can talk.
Oh, yeah. There you go. let's see what else. Let's talk about Barbara.
Amazing. I love her bad. But I don't know if she's playing bad. Like, one minute I'm like, okay, she's just acting. And the next minute it's like, maybe she's not.
Well, she's got balls because she came in and called Gordon from inside the GCPD, so that was ballsy. And then that whole part there with Aaron beating the shit out of Gordon, he could have killed him. Gordon was screwed. And Barbara said stop, and I think it, you know, I think she does love him in a twisted kind of way, but I wonder if that's going to backfire because having Gordon go back over there. Well, no, because Gordon had gone over there and Joker and his crew had already left. Because I was thinking, crap, Barbara stopped it. Gordon's going to get there, save the day, and now they're going to turn on Barbara because she didn't go through the whole plan. And I'm wondering if it's still going to come up. Like, hey, Gordon's still alive. Why didn't you let Aaron, you know? So I don't know. Because you could see it in her face. She still cares for Gordon. So I don't know. But Barbara is awesome. And I know that season one, I liked her for the first episode, and I could not stand her. Now she's so much cooler. Like this, and
she is.
So we got to keep seeing her, more of her. Let's see what else. I got that, and I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, overall, what do you give this episode?
Well, I'm gonna give it a 9, and it would have got a 10, and I'm only gonna say one word, and it would have brought it to a 10.
Gasoline.
No.
Cheerleader bus.
One word, and it would have brought it to a 10.
What?
Penguin.
Oh, gosh. So they didn't put Penguin in there. You don't give this episode a 10.
No.
You suck balls. I thought this episode was a 10. I had so much Joker and everybody else that, yes, it would have been cool to have the Penguin in, but you know what? It's okay because I got a plenty amount of Joker in there. And everything, every little scene, every little comment came out of his mouth was just... You know, watching him, I always watch it because of, like, the old school Jokers from the old Batmans to even Heath Ledger and then just how dark. I mean, he's just twisted. I mean, the kid is just awesome. So I'm like, okay, I'm all cool. I'm good. And plus, even though the Penguin was in it, I still got my Tabitha in there. So I'm a happy camper. I'm very happy. So I give it a 10.
You hear the straining order being wrote out right now.
Whatever. I give it a 10. You give it a 9 for last night's episode. It was called Rise of the Villains, Knock Knock. Don't forget, people, it's on Fox every Monday night. You can watch it, and then you can listen to our podcast. And you can either leave comments and let us know if you agree with Amy, agree with me, if we're both smoking crack, or whatever. Feel free to leave your comments.
They always agree with me. Talking about
whatever. And I do have some people did retweet well when I put okay just 3 minutes into tonight's Gotham and new TV crush. I had like 11 favorites, which was really cool, and then I had some retweets. So let me see here. This is Saki June retweeted, Hero Fan News retweeted, DL 88 retweeted, and of course I can't forget about Gotham Addicts. They retweeted as well, and I would say everybody's name here let me see here. Nig Mabel. Oh, so you know what? I'm going to mess up your name. It's not,
it would be best if you just say thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Don't
that
screw
favorites.
Up their name.
There you go. There you go. So I'm going to, because it doesn't show all the way on my Twitter, so I don't want to say the wrong name. So, yes, maybe I'll write them down and then say it. But for the favorites, thank you. Thank you very much for doing all that stuff. I guess we'll be back next week. And yes. We'll talk more. I guess let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
They can follow me on Twitter. It's Amy VRO and Instagram is Amy McCracken. They can follow or they can just go over to thevro.com and all of our social media, our Facebook, our Instagram. It's all on that website.
Sweet. And then you also jumped onto audioboom.com as well.
Yes, we are on Audio Boom, and I love it.
So audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. That's your new channel too as well, right?
Exactly.
Sweet. So people go over there and check that out. And like I said, you can leave comments over there. And if Amy catches them, we'll read them. As for me, you can check my stuff out at iwatchmike.com. That's my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and iwatchmike on Facebook. And of course, I am on audioboom.com as well. So you can find all my stuff, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Last night, Jesus and the crew and all of us, we recapped and reviewed The Strain and Fear of the Walking Dead. So next week, so the season finales, which is cool. And then we have The Walking Dead. So go there and you can check out some of the other shows that I'm going to be doing. Arrow's coming up soon, The Flash.
Yeah, our TV season is actually getting ready to take off because Mike and I will be back probably Friday with Sleepy Hollow. That airs Thursday.
Yes, Sleepy Hollow is coming back, so we've been recapping that as well. So yeah, just go there and check it out. A lot of stuff's going on. Once again, everybody, thank you very, very much for the retweets and the favorites and all that good stuff. And
before you say goodbye,
yes,
we have to send congratulations to Jim and the Good Doctor in real life.
Jim and the Good Doctor?
Yeah.
Because
they're expecting their first child.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. They're really dating? You mean Gordon?
Yeah. It was all over Facebook, and I called Kristen,
Ben
who
McKenzie?
Was another host of the VRO, and we cried together and ate cookie
dough. Hold on. Ben McKenzie?
Yeah.
And Lee, the doctor?
Yeah.
They're actually dating, and they're about to have a baby?
Yep.
Sweet. Well, you know what? She got pretty close to getting killed also. So, and then if you noticed, speaking of her, when she said, "Where were you?" and he's like, "Barbara was here and lured me out." You saw that look she gave him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the good doctor's hiding something, but anyway.
Yeah. I don't know if I trust her, even though she's having a baby.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, congratulations, but she's still kind of a little sneaky. That's all I'm going to say.
On the show, she's sneaky.
Yeah, well, I don't know her personally. She could be sneaky in person, too.
She could be.
You never know. But, hey, congrats. So we're done. We'll be back next week. Talk more Gotham. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
There's this guy, Dad. He thinks I'm gonna be a star. And tonight,
oh my God,
all of Gotham will see that too.
You don't have to do this.
No, I'm pretty sure I do. Say hi to Mom for me. Detective Gordon.
Nobody here is getting out alive.
Gotham, followed by Minority Report, all new next Monday on Fox.